This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I know somebody's going to say the comment about the seventh dimension is Gene making a stupid joke again. But you don't know where Randall is, do you? He's just a voice on the air. Does he really exist? Could I go up to Calgary and actually see him? Think about it.
Yeah, it's questionable. There's days I wonder as well, to tell you the truth. But anyways, let's... Before we drift off too far into the eighth dimension, Kevin, you were telling us how you were spending some time out in the forest near where you lived, yeah, and had an experience of missing time.
Yeah. So I think it's more of a funny thing. A lot of people don't realize how northerly Northern Ireland is. You know, it's kind of on the same kind of, I'm trying to say latitude as, or is that longitude? I don't know. Anyway, it's just kind of on the same level as like halfway up Canada, British Columbia, or probably Calgary would be the same. In the summertime, it doesn't get dark until 11:30, 12 o'clock at night a lot of times. Well, in the summertime, I was up there, and I went up there before lunch. You know, I was only supposed to be up there for half an hour or something. And I basically started to, I don't remember any of this. And this has happened to me more than once, especially when I was a child, where I would come home 12 and a half hours later. Everybody in the village would be looking for me because I would just lose time. And I, you know, there were several times where, and people started to really sort of worry about the fact that I was gone all this time. And it was documented by people in the town that, that I would go up in the woods and sort of disappear for hours on end. And I genuinely, whenever I came home, had no idea. I thought I was gone for 5 minutes. You know, I just went out and then come back. You know, and
that's really bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, and I remember that feeling guilty about it because of the fact that I thought, oh man, I'm putting these people through this, you know, and my mom was overwrought all the time. And that was the way that was put to me. But it was at that point in time that I started to feel like I had sort of this sort of other knowing, you know, kind of response to things. And I don't know if that was just, you know, you can make the point that I'm just hyper vigilant and I notice things because I grew up in Northern Ireland in the 1970s, and you know, there was bombs going off, there was a little bit of a civil war going on, you know, so people can make people could and have made the case, and I'm not opposed to it, that, you know, it was a little bit of escapism, that basically, like, my mind would shut down because of the traumas that I, you know, had gone through and experienced in a lot of different ways. But as that has passed and gone forward, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, the explanation. And I think most people who go through this are just looking for the explanation. It's like, you know, you watch a lot of different shows on people who, you know, are credible witnesses, and they become police officers or somebody who's trained to observe and report and write things down. And it's like they're not really worried about, you know, being famous or anything like that. They just want to know what happened to them. And I think that that's the case that most people go through. They just want to know what's going on, and whether you can explain that in sort of a rational way or through quantum physics or whatever, which is an interesting thing, because quantum physics, mathematically, you'd have to say, well, if quantum physics is real, you know, mathematically, there has to be at least 10 dimensions, you see. But then you always get the person who's on the edge of border science that takes advantage of that and says, well, then I'm talking to the great, you know, whatever it is on the other dimension. And
right. Yeah, we get a lot of that. And maybe that's something we can touch on a little bit later. But, you know, I have to ask you about your experiences. And if you remember, when you had these periods of missing time, were they kind of in the same place? Like, did you sort of remember that, oh, well, you know, this was a cool place to go, and you went home, and everyone wondered where you were, so you thought you would go and check it out again? Or, like, did you try to investigate it to see what was going on?
Yeah. This is one of those things that I think that you're right on the money with this. Now, I'll add this, that it was right by a there's an ancient megalith stone that was up on that hill. And, you know, then you start getting into the whole idea of megalithic stones storing and releasing magnetic energy throughout the day. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've started to do a lot of research on is this caused by stone circles or vortexes that are around? You know, and it's interesting that a lot of people don't realize how many sort of quote unquote vortices there are, even in North America. I mean, I was at a conference, and I was meeting the spiritual leader for the Blackfeet Confederation, which I don't think is very far away from you, Randall.
No, we've got right around Calgary here, which, by the way, is pretty much on the same latitude as where you were saying in Northern Ireland there. So you would get winters probably even with snow, if not pretty cold.
Yeah. And but I was talking to them and, you know, and they were talking about different sacred mountains and things like that, because I'm really into that kind of a thing. But, you know, I was at, you know, this sort of new age place in Spokane, and these people, you know, a lot of times people are trying to blend together a lot of different experiences from different people. But I was like, yeah, I want to go to the Montana, not the Montana vortex, but there's a place in Montana, and it's called the Montana Megalith, and nobody'd ever heard of it. It was kind of a weird thing. And, where these things happen. But, you know, if you take out a tri-field meter or some kind of a meter like that, you can see that these rocks, even if it's in a small way, and you say, well, that really doesn't make that much difference. But, you know, there are geological places on the planet and things like that where, you know, quartz is in the ground, or, you know, the stones have a magnetic property or whatever, and they seem to release at certain points of the day. So is it that I'm necessarily disappearing or not experiencing time, or is it that I'm being zapped by something and passing out for 12 hours, you know, and you don't remember, or what is it like that? But, you know, it's a hard thing to see, but this is where you get a lot of the old legends of people being able to communicate with other or groups or going through the veil or whatever. But like I said, I'm like physically doing that, or am I not? It's kind of the interesting question that a lot of people would ask. Is like somebody asked me one time if I'd ever gone invisible, and I said, I don't know. How would I know? You know,
looking in a mirror, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, how would you know? I mean, if you're invisible, do you see your hand or do you not see your hand? I mean, at what point in time do you not? I guess that's kind of a interesting thing. But how would you necessarily know? I guess that's a throwback to the mystery man.
Well, the whole megaliths and time distortion thing—that's the premise for another show on TV. I don't know if it's really science fiction, but it's you've probably heard of Outlander.
Could I give my opinion on that?
Oh, yeah, well, sure.
I couldn't even watch past the first. Is that not the rapiest show on TV? It just seems like that lady's always like, you know, it's like every episode, like she's almost raped three times. I as a person who's got Scottish heritage,
I thought you only watched it once.
We got a breaker. Sometimes, of course, shows have a rhythm and they have to do the same thing to keep the audience and make it familiar. I don't know. I haven't watched it either, so what do I know about it? All right. Kevin, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When we get back to your missing time, Kevin, obviously the subject of hypnotic regression is controversial. Have you ever considered it?
Well, I have considered it, but I've never actually done it. And it's kind of a weird thing. Now, I know people who that can do it. I mean, as part of the group I'm in, there's a lady that I would trust to do it. But the idea of it always comes to me that I'm always very afraid of the idea that somebody's going to try to plant an idea on me. I've watched enough regression videos of people where it just seems to me like I'm going to make the proviso. This is not the case of the person I work with, but I've seen too many things where this person is supposed to be an expert in alien regression or whatever, past life regression. And it just seems like they're really leading people, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, just the whole idea, well, I'm a past life regression expert. That's assuming right from the beginning that there's such a thing as past lives.
Yeah.
And we don't even know that's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just leading a person down the garden path if that's what they're claiming to be right from the onset.
Right.
I mean, that's my opinion. Maybe, you know, there'll be people out there that take exception with that, but it wouldn't be the first time.
Well, yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that people are going to take umbrage to it because this is one of those things that you, well, first of all, I would believe, you know, just from a certain standpoint, you know, given the fact that, in a lot of ways that hypnotherapy is probably not a very, I mean, I would have a malpractice insurance policy that was like huge before I would even go into that because people could say that you've totally messed up their brains and everything like that. You're dealing with people who may or may not be that, you know, well adjusted, let's just say to begin with. And so when you're putting them through this type of a scenario and then you look back on these stories and, you know, like I said, it's like, well, did you see the alien? Was it blue or was it green? You know, it's like, well, at that point in time, you're planting the seed in their head that they saw a blue or a green person, you know.
Right. But then to be fair, yeah. I mean, what about the people who do have these genuine experiences? Because, you know, going back to what we were saying near the beginning of the show, is that, well, I'm sure you've been in the field long enough to know that there are some really sincere, well-educated people who have had some very interesting, unexplained experiences.
Oh, wow.
And it certainly wouldn't be fair to characterize all of them as being, you know, maladjusted or looking for attention or anything else.
And I hope people didn't take it that way. But, you know, if people have taken that way, understand that I'm every case is individual. Every situation is individual. You have a right to be heard. You have a right to express yourself. And I think that if you're doing that like I've said, I've never had a problem with anything anybody's ever said to me about anything if I felt they were being genuinely honest. Because I think coming from honesty is all there is, you know. That's, you know, I do think that needs to be said. Because, you know, you can't always explain things that happen to people. You know, it's like the people that used to have, you know, sightings of, you know, Mary Magdalene or something like that. You know, the Fatima people or whatever. I genuinely believe those people saw what they saw. And they were telling the truth and everything like that. But, you know, it's but trying to understand what it possibly could be, I guess that's the thing where I don't think that I don't think maybe that we as a group of people are smart enough to contemplate something that huge. It's kind of a human hubris type of a scenario to say that, okay, well, let's take something that's so universal and from this and if we can't distill it down to something that our little minds can try to grab a hold of, then it's not real, you know. Who are we to say, you know?
Well, okay, so on the flip side of that, then, well, humans are pretty smart, and we're good at figuring things out. And if we do take the time to think critically but fair-minded about a problem, it seems to me that really there's probably not a lot that we can't figure out if we give it enough time and research.
Right.
So the important thing is to try to be, I think, objective about it And so if someone has a different point of view, well, okay, that's fine. Let's compare those points of view and see which one tends to make the most sense, because not every viewpoint does carry equal weight, at least not in my opinion. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's kind of an interesting thing. You know, again, this is being a teacher. It you know, of course, you do have to come down to the fact that, you know, some answers are closer to the right answer than some aren't. You know, I'm not one of those things that says everybody should get a sticker for participating. You know, at a certain point in time, I do like to encourage the idea that people should, you know, come to their conclusions based on that, and they should show reasons. But, you know, at the end of the day, 2 + 2 = 4 in our existence. You know, that's the part where I'm trying to get at, is that, you know, you do have to show some type of, you know, understanding that people would do it. But I think that's part of the thing where you can lead that by example, though, you know, and I think a lot of times people who are in the paranormal world don't lead by example. They say, this is it. I don't care what you say. This is what it is.
Or they lead by bad example.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, how many times have people gone onto Facebook and gone to a paranormal site and you say, does anybody have any ideas of what this could be? And then, like, literally somebody they'll write down exactly, you know, this is what it is. If you come back and even question any of that, like, at that point in time, you know, you're, like, thrown to the lions. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, you're out of the clique, and that's all there is to it, man.
Yeah.
Then again, I suppose bad, in scare quotes, is kind of a subjective point of view. But, I mean, let's look at taking an example of someone else, like, say, Stephen Greer, who kind of promotes himself as the galactic ambassador and will take people out on field trips, and there will be some vague light off in the distance, and you can hear him talking, now send out your waves of motion of welcoming to the UFO aliens off in the distance, and we'll watch how they behave and react, type of thing. Well, how do we even know that they're UFO aliens? They're just vague lights off in the distance. And who is he to promote himself as some galactic ambassador? You know, these are the kind of questions I would ask. And yet there are people out there who would go, well, who are you to question Greer, kind of thing?
Yeah. Who are we to question the fact that we have ads coming up? We have to do a break. Kevin, Randall, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the American student who died after being released from North Korean captivity say that Kim Jong-un and his regime are responsible for the death of their son. The Warm Bears issued a statement after President Trump spoke about it at his second summit in Vietnam with Kim. The president tweeted, "I never like being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warmbier and his great family. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Striking teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a 7-day walkout. Union President Keith Brown says the settlement includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus on ratification.
Experienced teachers will now be able to stay in the classroom. We force the Oakland Unified School District to invest in our teachers in Oakland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Somebody wrote a message on our forum, the official Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com, complaining about my quips or comments before a break. I can just say let's take a pause for a piece of business. But then again, for those who are subscribers to Paracast Plus, they'll hear the introduction but never hear the actual ad. What is this about? Kevin, Randall, and Jean here. Randall, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just before the break there, we were talking about the, well, I guess what Christopher O'Brien first introduced on the Paracast, the first time I heard this phrase, is the cult of personality within the field. So there seems to be this drive for a number of people to get out there and make themselves into a personality that people will pay to take their course or see them in a conference or something like that.
Yeah. And it is interesting that I know a very, very big, in the 2 degrees of separation, the 3 degrees of separation that in this field, you know, I knew somebody that's very, very good friends with Dr. Greer in it. But it's an interesting thing to me. It's like I always looked at it like this, and they don't like it whenever I say it. It's like I say, okay, well, he was a, you know, I think maybe thoracic surgeon or trauma doctor or something like that. And I say, well, what does that have to do with knowing anything about aliens? I mean, you know.
Oh, what a perfect. Well, you know, finally somebody else has said it. You know, just because you've got that PhD, you know, or you're an academic expert in some field or another doesn't make you in any way an expert in ufology.
No. I mean,
you know, and this really brings us back to like where we a little bit earlier in the show where we were talking about people coming out and creating these different television shows and stuff. So we've got this like To the Stars Academy kind of thing. We've seen that happen there with, you know, we've got a personality there who's very famous in the musical world and then wanted to make a splash in ufology. What do you think about all of that?
I mean, again, it is one of those situations where I think you're right that And I'm not saying that people do this on purpose, because I think that people who have a following that kind of things are very charismatic people. And I don't think that they're necessarily doing it because they, you know, want to deceive or whatever. I mean, let's put it that way. But their opinion is subject to scrutiny, just like mine and yours and everybody else's. And so if you're going to say something about it, you know, you do have to be able to, and they should really honestly understand it more, being academic himself and going through and passing boards and understanding and going through these different things, that the first thing that you're going to learn, because my dad's a doctor. He's actually been the CMO of a major hospital system in the United States, but that doesn't make him an expert on Bigfoot. You know what I mean? You know, and so.
But I know exactly what you mean. And we've run into that time and time again, where you'll get some professional skeptic like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who will go before an audience in some university and go, well, the definition of a UFO is an unidentified flying object. Therefore, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is just misrepresenting the field altogether, because we know that when you get looking at the official definitions, it's anything but something that's just simply unidentified. It's identified as being out of this world or very strange, unidentifiable, which is a completely different concept than just the idea that, well, it could be anything then.
And I think that that's one of those things where, you know, but again, these things are based on stories that are told by somebody. I mean, I'm going to tell you a truism, because my uncle was a politician in the United Kingdom, and I learned some different things after talking to a lot of different sort of people who look after people, you know, basically intelligence types over the years.
First of all,
you can say that you are a CIA agent without, they'll never confirm or deny it. If you send something, if you say I'm a CIA agent, they'll never say you're not. The CIA will not confirm that you're not. They won't. They won't answer.
Oh, cool.
Steven Seagal claimed that he was a CIA agent, and the CIA never said he wasn't. So, you know, that's the part that a lot of people don't realize is that you can get a lot, you can get away with a lot in this world by knowing what and what not governments will or will not confirm if you ask them about it. And so this is the point where it comes down. So let's say you want to perpetrate a hoax, and you say, okay, well, I'm this whistleblower. I'm doing this. I used to work for the CIA. I've done this and I've done that or whatever. And you say, okay, you know, and then of course you say, prove it. And they say, well, of course I can't prove it. You know, of course I can't prove it. If I could prove it, then I wouldn't be, you know.
Right.
But here's this piece of paper that says, right. And so, you know, you can perpetrate a hoax based on all kinds of things. I mean, I know this isn't on the topic, but, you know, if you look at the Hitler diaries were a big, huge hoax that were perpetrated on Der Stern and the Murdoch group in Britain, you know. And so they were made up by this person, but they had Hugh Trevor Roper, who was supposedly an expert, who had gone and verified that Hitler committed suicide in 1945, whatever. And they said, is this a copy of his paperwork? And he said yes. And so they ran it, and it was one of those things that was a huge hoax. And because of the guy who they wanted all to believe it, and they wanted to put it out. But once they came out and found out it was a hoax, they didn't care. The newspaper doesn't care. The network doesn't care. They've already sold the advertising. They've already got it. In that case.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see where you're going with this. And we see this in the paranormal quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I think there's someone out there still, the Bob White artifact, if you know about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some things that have been really convincingly debunked, and yet they keep on rearing their heads again.
Right.
We had a guest on Gene. Who was the guest that came on to talk about the Aztec case?
Oh, Scott Ramsey?
Yeah, that could
Scott
have been.
Ramsey is the, shall we say, the one who has done the most to advance the Aztec New Mexico theory. He wrote a book about it that first was a self-published book. Then later on, the book got a real publisher. And the press release said lots of changes. So I wrote to Scott and said, okay, what's changed? He never had a response. And I read some of that book, the professional edition, shall we say, the regularly published edition. And I read a few segments of it, and I said, it reads the same as the other book. I guess they could have enumerated the differences. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, and we had actually a debate with Kevin Randall and Scott Ramsey, the key is here is that the people in Aztec have no cultural memory of anything happening back in 1948. I even interviewed on the After the Powercast podcast someone who lived there then, a retired engineer. And he said, nah, I don't remember it. He went to a class reunion and asked all his compatriots. He said, do you remember some kind of crash? There was no coverage of this until the 1950 book by Frank Scully, Beyond the Flying Saucers. I know there are still people who think there's something to Aztec, and they're listed among the popular UFO crashes. But there are sufficient questions now about Roswell and what might have happened there. Aztec, it's not even worth a gray basket. Kevin, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
But we don't need to talk about Aztec, do we, Randall?
No, we don't. Actually, what we should do, though, is, Kevin, you are with a group called the UFO I-Team, and we've got to talk about that because the show is just flying past. And so let's hear about the UFO I-Team, what you guys do, and maybe a couple of the most interesting cases you guys have worked on.
Right. Well, what's interesting about the UFO I-Team is it's made up of a lot of different people who have several different backgrounds. And so as you can say, you've got people who are lawyers. I know Michael, who is one of the driving forces behind it, Michael W. Hall. He's setting up a disclosure trust so that if you have a story from a whistleblower's perspective and you want to put this information in a trust that would be released on your deathbed, you can do that. And he's been working with Grant Cameron lately about putting some of his information in that. I again try to look at things from a sort of a sociological, anthropological background and try to give explanations for it based on lore and different types of things like that. Plus I have quite good sort of investigative skills and questions that I ask, and that's the thing that I think in a lot of cases when you're interviewing people, and you guys know this because you're on the radio, that you a lot of times a question is going to and an answer is going to bring up a different question, and you have to have a breadth of knowledge to basically know where to go with that. Otherwise, you might as well just send somebody out with a checklist and say, "Did you see this? Did you see that? What color was it?" You know, that's really not going to help in a lot of cases try to explain what the phenomena is. We've got people who communicate with the other realms and sort of locate evidence based on the impressions that they get and everything like that. And we've got ex-Boeing engineers who look at that. So you can understand that our meetings for the UFO I-Team are a heck of a lot of fun, and we all get along, and we never have any clashes.
Wow, that's amazing! Because I think like other realms, you're in touch with the what? Okay, what exactly are we talking about there?
Well, you know, we have several people who have in the group who are communicating with other entities. They give their piece on that, and we do follow it up. I mean, you know, as with everything.
You mean, you know, like some sort of a psychic?
Like a psychic medium or something, you know.
Okay.
And again, this is one of those things. I have no problems with psychic mediums in general if they understand and are willing to admit that they're not 100% right all the time. You know, everybody has some kind of ability to scientifically get better than chance. You know,
well, have you ever had one of these psychic impressions that you've gone and investigated on come up with some sort of interesting evidence or experiences? Can you tell us about one of them?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that was true. Now, I live in Snohomish County. It's just kind of a weird place, and you wouldn't think about it, but Snohomish County is well known for Bigfoot. Art Bell's show, he used to play the Bigfoot in the Snohomish gravel pit before the show, and that was from like 5 miles from my house. And then the Linda Moulton Howe story of the Bigfoot coming out of a UFO, that was another, you know, like another 3 miles past that. And so this is kind of an interesting little location here. I don't know whether it's a sort of a geomagnetic type of a thing, but we get UFO sightings, orb sightings, all these different types of things around here. And what's interesting about it is that three quarters of our county is like in the middle of the mountains. You can go to the Boeing plant and see 747s being built, and then 30 minutes from there you can be in the back of beyond and there's no cell phone service for 100 miles. You know, that's just the kind of the way that this is out here. And so we've had different people who have used their psychic abilities to find Bigfoot structures that are out in the middle of nowhere, and had strange experiences there. I mean, I don't know whether they're being, you know, attracted by some other being or whether they can necessarily feel the magnetic lay of the land or ley lines or whatever, what's attracting them to it. I don't know. And I don't know how you could prove it, but you know, I've been in Kenya with people going to see monoliths there, and I've had people that say they're following a ley line and they can see it, you know. And that's always the interesting thing to me, is that they don't know that they're not supposed to see it. You know what I mean? Whenever they don't say, oh, I'm following this ley line, they just say, I say, well, what are you following? You know, and they say, well, the ley line. And or whatever they want to call it, the magnetic toral energy or whatever. And you say, well, I can't, you know, how do you know it's there? And they say they can see it. And they're very surprised that you can't see it. You know, a lot of these people who are experiencing these kind of things, they're very surprised that you don't know that it's there. That's always the thing that's always the most kind of important to me, is it's like, yeah, they've been doing it their whole lives and they just don't know that they're not supposed to see it. I don't know if you guys have that experience with people. It's like, they say, well, I had this near-death experience or whatever, and I started to be able to do all these different things. But what's always interesting to me is children or people who've done this for their whole lives, and it's only until puberty or sometime after that when they realize they're not supposed to be able to do that, and then all of a sudden they can't do it anymore. I mean, that's an interesting thing to me.
So from all that, geez, we went through quite a few related things there. We were saying, okay, so you have a psychic on the team, and you were saying that they were able to, it sounded like, identify some location where there was some kind of a Bigfoot structure that you were able to actually check out. Now, what would this structure look like, or how do you know it's a Bigfoot structure?
Well, we're assuming that it's a Bigfoot structure. One of the things that I look at it is, I always look at the Bigfoot are reportedly able to build sort of these teepee-type structures. Nobody really knows what they're for, but I'm talking about big amounts of trees that are interwoven in between things on the ground. And so one of the things that we tracked on, I mean, if I see something that's blown down on the ground and people say, okay, look, it's a glyph, or there's an X, you know, in the woods, that means that the Sasquatch is welcoming us. I really don't, you know, that's up to those guys if that's the way they want to feel about it. But if I'm going back over time and I'm documenting changes, first of all, I have to look at, is that wood that's being used to make this structure native to that area? In other words, if I'm looking up, am I looking at something that just fell out of a tree or broke off or whatever?
Right, came down in a landslide or a mudslide or something.
Or is it something that was cut down and moved there? I mean, so I'm always looking for the quote unquote other thing that's involved with it. Is it sawed off? Is it broken off? I mean, a lot of times people, I think, misidentify bushcraft shelters for Bigfoot stuff. But is it big? Is it moved in it? Is it broken off or twisted off, or is it and so I start to look at that, and so there's one place that we started to document that we went back every week for about 3 months, and every time we would go up there, it would be bigger, bigger, bigger. In other words, there would be more
stuff
weaved in and out. In other words, when we first found it, there was a level of three trees kind of wrapped around these things in the ground, and then you go back and there'd be four or five, and then in the next week, they would have some sort of a roof put on it, and then in the next week you could go back and it looked like somebody had shaken fern leaves over it. And I don't, still to this day, have no idea what it is.
Break time.
Okay.
That's break time. That sounds like I can do that with a megaphone. Kevin.
You could.
Yeah, I could. I'll get a megaphone here. Calling Dick Tracy. No, that's not it. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.